You don't think I've gone to all this trouble without having a plan, do you?
He lowered the gun and laughed.
What's really going to happen is you will all be dead, and I will be on a plane heading to some faraway island. A very rich man.
Grant started laughing. Come on, Doc. That's your big plan? You are disappointing me. I've never liked you. I've always thought you were an arrogant, lazy, greedy bastard. But at the same time, I've always thought you were very intelligent. Don't you watch TV? At the first shot, they'll crash through that door and take you out. They'll never let you walk out of here alive. Jerry lowered himself back down into the chair.
Molly, come here, Jerry said,
as if she was in a trance. Molly obediently slid off the couch and walked up to him.
Sit in Daddy's lap.
Without hesitation, she crawled into his lap.
That's a good girl. Now hold on to Daddy's neck real tight and don't let go. If you don't hold on tight, you know what I'll do, don't you?
She dropped her head and nodded.
That's a good girl.
Cradling Molly in his arms, he stood up and leaned back against the kitchen counter.
You're right. I, of all people, do know how humans react. Do you really think they'll take a shot at someone holding a little girl in his arms?
He grinned.
Not even if it's a clean headshot. They won't take it. Not as long as her head is close to mine. And another thing, they won't hear any gunshots.
He pushed the button on the knife, and the sharp stainless steel blade popped open.
We'll be using this.
You think I'm just going to sit here and watch you slit their throats and mine? Jerry gave him a sinister look and pointed the gun at Molly's head.
I won't be doing the slitting.
He pressed the gun against her temple and smiled.
You will.